Rava Amar Kan Dasu Betreva Amar Nan Agri Mine. Rava said that an additional scenario of Edom and Cheskes Abatim is you have Sochrim. Sochrim who can directly be made by both Yom and Laila. So Rav Yemer asks, I don't know, can they do, son? They're going to be out more rent. They already paid rent to the ostensible owner. They already paid rent to the machazik. If it turns out that the machazik is indeed the owner, gevaldik. No additional bills. If it turns out, though, that the marakama is the owner, then now they owe 3 years' worth of rent to the marakama. There were 3 years worth of rent to the Marakama. So as we saw, Rabbeinu Yonah highlights, and the Rashba follows up on the second point, that there are two hanachos, two Rav Yemer's kasha. One is that if the Marakama wins, the Sochrim now do owe rent to the Marakama, even though they never had a rent agreement with him. They never knew that he was a landlord. He had no idea that they were the tenants. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Yonah points out that's a Gemara, the Befeish Gemara in Bava Kama, top of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Sochrim buys from Ruvein and Nimsa Shal Shimon, you got Malas Chara L'Shimon. That's a din, and we saw that that's an expression of a larger pair of concepts, a larger Chakira, but any particular type of Tashlum Mamon, whether it's a Hischaivus Midas or Muval Ksuva B'Torah. And what the Gemara is giving expression to there in Bava Kama Chaf Aleph, and assuming here, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out, is that Schiros Batim, like Schiros Polim, has an element of Milva Haksuva Batorah to it. It's not merely a Chayvus Midas, it's not only something you accept on the level of Das. It should make one more Nakuda in terms of that Chakira. It's worth noting, there's a world to say about this, but at least refer to there's a very beautiful, very famous Reb Chaim in the fourth parak of Hilchot Yudin V'Chalitza, and it's one of those Reb Chaims, there are at least two and there may be more, which appear as well with more elaboration, one could say with greater clarity, explained more certainly, more nafkaminas, more rishonim, but without attribution to Reb Chaim in Reb Chanan Sefer Yevamos. In Kovetz Ha'aras and Simon Ayin Vav. You can find this idea in Chaim and Yom Chalitza, Perak Dal. You can find this in Kovetz Ha'aras and Yavamas, Simon Ayin Vav. Idea being that when you think about status changes in halacha in general, sometimes you have a chalos, a change of status, that is affected through Das Ha'adam. I make a kinyan that if I'm a transfer, whether it's a financial kinyan where we're changing the ownership status of an item, or whether it's a personal status kinyan, like getting the kiddushin, or a neder, or hafrashas shumas ma'isers, those are all things that depend on das ha'adam. I have to, there's a ma'isa kinyan as well, but the ma'isa kinyan is bespeaking our decision that this should now belong to you, that we should now be married, and so on and so forth. Other times you have a chalos that does not depend on Dasa Adam. Becoming Tahar by falling into mikvah, we assume that you may not even have intended to fall into the mikvah. You're in the mikvah, the maisa itself, the event itself, makes you Tahar. Or the Mishnayos tell us, I think it's the beginning of the fifth parak of Yivamas, that an act of Yibam will create marriage between the Yavam and Yivama, even if there was no intent to thereby become married. That's why something that depends on Das, you can make a Tanai. Something depends on Das, you can make a limitation. And there are many other nafkaminas. You can't make a Tanai in Yibam because it's not really up to me. It's the act itself that drives. I cannot make a Tanai on Tevila. I cannot say I'm going to Mikvah, I shall only be Tahar if it rains tomorrow. That works for a Kenyan. That can work perhaps for a Neder, but it would be absurd to say that the Tevila, I'm Tovelin Almanas, it rains tomorrow. I'm Shechting Almanas, it rains tomorrow. It's silly. Why is it silly? Because the shechita, the ma'isa shechita itself, we have some similar chadasha talmidim here, the ma'isa shechita itself, if it's done properly, The Maisa makes the animal kosher. It's not the decision of anyone involved. It's not Das Bailam that drives the Chalos. It's just the Maisa. So that's a distinction that Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan both develop. All the Chaluyos in Halacha, or the Chaloysen in Halacha, however you want to say it, any Chalois in Halacha belongs to one of two categories. Those that do need Das and those that don't need Das. Reb Chaim suggests that there's somewhere there's maybe a Machlokas or Rishonim, whether or not Nisuin needs Das. That's why we're machmir to have Eidim for the Nisuin also, Eidim Yichud, some have Eidim for the Badekin, because there are Rishonim who think the Nisuin is also a Chalos that's Tali and Das. So that notion that in general, that Chalosin and Halacha, Chaluyos, Chaluyot, Chaluyot, however you want to say it, that a Chalos could be either driven by Das Ha'adam, by Das Bailam, or it's not Tali and Das, it's just the Maisa itself makes it. There's a proper Maisa Shita makes the animal kosher. A proper Maisa Ksivas Haget creates a kosher get. You may need Kavana Lishma, but Reb Chaim points out, but it's not that the sofer is deciding this should be a kosher get. A proper Maisa Ksiva, perhaps including the cognitive content of the Lishma, makes a kosher get. A proper Tevila makes the person or the Kli Tahar. Masha Eikin, Kinyanim, both in Iser V'Heter and Dinim Amanis, and Hafreshes Trumas and Maisers, and Nedarim, and so on and so forth, those are things that where the chalos is driven by das habayim. It lends itself to shlichus, it lends itself to tanai, and so on and so forth. So that general, very, very, very important, I said before, when we got started a few minutes ago, there's a lot, a world to say about this. If you're interested, you can take a peek, particularly at Rebbe Chanan, Kovetz Aras Simanayim Vav. But that concept is a very important concept, and it's a little reflected somewhat in what we've been talking about for the last couple of days, that a chi of mamon can come in one of two flavors. Sometimes a chi of mamon is an example of a chalosa is driven by da'asa adam. I'm chayiv because I chose to be chayiv. I'm chayiv because I chose to engage in a sale, and therefore I owe you the mekach. I'm chayiv because I chose to borrow money from you, and therefore I owe you the money. Masha'enu kein, nezek, clearly there's no tanai, and there's no, it's not totally in das bailam, and the chiddush is, neither is the chiyuv schiros. Chiyuv schiros also, the maisa itself, independent of any das bailam, the maisa itself is mechayv. So again, his chayv from das versus mulak suba Torah is reflective of, and maybe examples of, the larger chakira, about whether any given chalos requires das or not. Here specifically, we're talking about the chalos chiyuv mamon, the fact that I'm chayv to pay, to have this financial obligation, is it novea from das, or is it just novea from an event that occurs? And halacha says, when that event occurs, memela, you have to pay. And then, so that's one hanacha of Rav Yemer's kasha, is that if it turns out that the house really belongs to someone else, you have to pay that someone else. That's the Gemara Baba Kama, and again, it speaks to this question of his chayvus midas versus muvak suba Torah. Then the other hanacha that Rav Yonah pointed out, and on this point, the Rajba picks up as well, and that's where Rav Yonah spends more time on, is what? And the other hanacha of the kasha is, the what? That and we really could seek, if we seek a refund, it's not going to be a wash. Right? And you're no gay be'edus because I'm going to have to pay the new guy, and it's not as though the old guy paying me back is going to somehow cover me. Why not? After all, whatever I owe, the same amount of rent that I owe to the Marakama, if he should win the Din Torah, is the same amount of rent that the Machazik now owes me as a refund, because it turns based in Paskin that the house is not his. I paid him rent thinking the house is his, but it turns out I don't owe him any money because he wasn't the landlord. So now he has to pay me back. So I was but if that's the case, so then I'm not an Ogei Bezos. That's what Ben Yonah is bothered by. Why am I in a gay bay? Does Mela have to pay the new guy, but the old guy's going to pay me back? So we had seen him, and Yonah had three or four explanations of why. Maybe they don't want to get involved in the aggravation. It's on a balance sheet. It's all going to balance out. I'm going to pay him $30,000. I'm going to be refunded from the first fellow $30,000. But there's going to be a lot of aggravation on the path to extracting the money from this crook, the machazik, who had presented himself as a landlord. Now, I'll get the money back eventually, but am I interested in taking it to Beis Din? And Rabbeinu Yonah said, there may also be reasons why I may never get the money back. Maybe he'll deny it, and I don't have any proof. Or maybe he'll deny ever having received it. Or he may deny that he still has it. He may claim that I paid him back. The Rashba quotes all of that. And he also says, the Rashba also says, a third twist, the fellow may claim, I wish I could pay you, I don't have any money. Bankrupt? When I get money, I'll pay you. Okay, you can garnish my wages. Over the next 5 years, I'll pay you back. All that money that you paid me as rent, I agree that you paid me, and I agree that I haven't paid you back, and I wish I could pay you back, but I invested it all in the Russian stock market, and now the Russian stock market is nished, it's closed. Even stocks are not always liquid. Yes, exactly. So I made some poor investments, even a less dramatically poor investment, and I don't have the money. Okay. Now, there is another solution, which Rabbeinu Yonah the Rashba did not give. Another solution to understanding Rabbi Yemer's second Hanacha, namely, that my loss won't be covered. Why isn't it a wash? Rabbi Yonah the Rashba had been saying, well, the aggravation, or maybe we're not actually going to get paid back. Rabbi Yonah, remember, had added also, maybe I got a discount from the first supposed landlord, so it's not going to be a wash. The Shar Mishpat, one of the Achorim who writes on Chorosh Mishpat, he has a totally different approach. He says, of course it's not going to be a wash. You're not going to get the money back. You're not entitled to get the money back. Shar Mishpat writes, he says, Nir Pashat, Kevin She'ene Manim L'Gabi Amachzik, Kol Shkim She'ene Manim L'Gabi Atzman. They paid rent to the Machzik. And he says, he goes on to develop the idea that Hodas Baldin. You told us that the machzik is legitimate. You told us that the machzik is for real. You told us the machzik has a cheskas abatim, gimel shalom. So if for some reason Beis Din decides to throw out your testimony, let's say you don't fully corroborate with each other, they caught you in some details, or there was some other evidence that overwhelmed it. But you told us that he has a cheskas abatim, gimel shalom. So then you own the money. You do owe money to the machzik. You're not getting a refund. You admitted in court that he has a chesed abatim gimel shanim. You admitted in court that he has the evidence necessary, by your own mouth, he has the evidence necessary to be the legitimate owner. Beis Din decided not to accept what you said. Okay. So, Mela, Beis Din decided that that's number one, that means the conqueror is going to go to the Marakama. And number two, it's going to mean that you therefore own rent to the Marakama. You owe rent to the Marakama. But you don't get a refund. Why do you get a refund? Hodas Baldin Kameidim Damin. If I admit the details about what sort of edus you need, but if I make an admission that, I'll be careful how I say this. If Reuven admits that he borrowed $1,000, he owes $1,000 to Rafi. Reuven admits that 5 days ago he borrowed $1,000 from Rafi, and it's due in a week. So now Reuven owes $1,000 to Rafi. Again, there are more details of how exactly Hodah works. But even if we don't think that it's true, that if they didn't see each other 5 days ago, it doesn't matter. You made Hodah Baldin, you now owe the money. Legabe you, we may not believe you legabe anyone else, but to your own detriment, Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. You are Moda to your own detriment. This is the halachic equivalent of same teammate. You are Moda to your own detriment. You have no manas. So if they were mode that they have a cheskes habat, that the guy has a cheskes habat, then he ought to be the legitimate owner. So legabe them, he's a legitimate owner. Not legabe anyone else. If Beis Din didn't accept their testimony, the machzik doesn't get to keep the karka. We'll force him. Beis Din will extract the karka from the machzik and return it back to the rightful owner of the marakama. But and they owe rent to the marakama, but they still owe. That's a very simple solution to Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha, and clearly one that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba don't accept, because they assume obviously you do get a refund. You do get a refund. Yeah, what do you say? It's.
I don't get it because I know you're saying that they're that Rabbeinu was asking that shouldn't they not be doing it Jesus because even if they don't say anything they're going to get refunded. So meaning they're going to get refunded if they don't say anything. So if they don't say anything there's no doubt about this.
Yitz is saying, again, let's think this through. Yitz is saying, the Birkas Avram presents the Shara Mishpat as a kasha against Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. Taka, why Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashba assume that you get a refund? They shouldn't get a refund. And he says he raises in Shir, and one of his Talmidim gave the following terms. Maybe one of you will give the same terms. You have to the Talmidim 6,000 miles to the east in Kol Torah. But Yitz is saying the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Yitz is saying the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. There is no kasha. Why? Nachman Letz Cheshbin. Because you're saying if they do say the Eidos, so then they're locked in to having to pay. But if they don't say the Eidos, then they did not make a Hadas by then. So you're saying the negiyah be'edus is if we're made on behalf of the machzik, we might save ourselves money over keeping our mouth shut. If we made it, so then he can win, and then we don't have to pay new rent. If we're not made it, then he's going to lose, and then we will have to pay new rent. So you're saying the paying new rent is a concern if they're not made, not if they are made. Oh, that's a very good point.
I mean, the agent don't have to make it.
What do you say? You're responding to Yitz?
No, I think I'm just saying, what are they being moda about? Like, you say because they agreed to something already, they therefore we would think that they agreed to. But I don't understand what we're saying that they already agreed to that they can't go back on.
If they did say Eidos, again, Yitz has pointed out the Cheshme network because. Maybe we should think more about this situation where they kept their mouth shut. If they did say Eidos, and he loses anyways, so then if they do say Eidos and he loses anyways, then they're going to have to pay the Marakama rent. The Shar Mishpat thinks that they don't get a refund. Once they came to Beis Din and were made that the Machzik has a Cheskes Habat, then we know that we live in there on behalf. We were living there for 3 years, and therefore he has a cheskes habat, and therefore he's entitled to keep the karka. So then the Shar Mishpat suggests in that case, that's a hadas baldin. That.
This is what I don't understand. What are they being motivated to? They're being motivated to the fact that they thought that the mafsik was the owner.
Oh, good.
If they agree with you, that would prevent them from getting a refund.
Good. So that's a second answer. And that's what Birkas Avram suggests as well, that exactly as Avram Tzvi just suggested, and this is the truth, it's a weakness with the Shar Mishpat, it's hard to say it's a Hadas Baldin. It's a Hadas Baldin that we were there. It's a Hadas Baldin that we know that the Machazik has a Cheskes Habatim. Okay. It's not a Hadas Baldin that the machzik owns the property. We have no idea. Avram Tzvi is saying, if the Sochrim came and said that we were Edim, we were present when the machzik bought the karka from the Marakama, we know the machzik owns it, So that would be a problem. Because then they make hodos, but then that the machazik is the owner and therefore we owe him rent. But here they're not making a hodos, but then the machazik is the owner. They make hodos, so I think this is what you're saying. They merely make hodos, but then that the machazik has a raya. They make hodos, but then that he has a ches levatin. Okay. Beis Din decided that ches, given all the other facts of the case, the Beis Din decided that despite what we said, it still does not, but they're not convinced that it belongs to the machzik.
Even further in the case in which they said, oh, we're 100% certain that this was a machzik karka, that's why we're testifying, we paid the machzik. How is that hodah about then that they shouldn't be getting the money back? They thought the land was a machzik, they've been living and paying rent to the machzik. When Beit decided, no, the machzik have been deceiving them this whole time, the land's rhythm are kamas. Them saying that, oh, we've been living here under the machzik, how is that them agreeing to the fact that, oh, if the Beit Din decided, no, it's not the machzik's, that they shouldn't get their money back. They didn't agree to
the money. Well, so let's say if they say we were present when the Machzik bought the karka from the Marakama, right? The Marakama denies having ever sold it. And these Sochrim say, not only, let's say the Sochrim don't come to say we've been living there for 3 years. We've been living for a year. But we were present. We were the Edom to the Mechira. So if they claim to have direct knowledge that it belongs to the Machzik, and then Beis Din decides not to believe them, or let's say there's one socher. Let's make it simpler. There's one socher, and he came to Beis Din to be meyed that I saw the sale happen a year ago. I know the sale happened. I know it belongs to the machzik, and I've been living there for a year. He tells us the whole story. If Beis Din decides to not believe him, if Beis Din decides it's only Eid Echad, whatever it is, in that case, he probably is on the hook for rent. You told us that this land does belong to this fellow, and you told us that you rented it from him. So then, you don't have any case. We might not believe you that, we don't believe you that the Marakama sold to the Machzik, but you may hold us, but the Marakama did sell to the Machzik. Now, maybe what Avram Tzvi is saying, Weiter, is even that's a little bit of a stretch, because usually Hodos Baal Din has to do with what I did. Here it's, I'm being made of what two other people did that's relevant to me. That's a little bit of a stretch. But you're right, in this case it's much more of a stretch, because in this case the Sochrim aren't making Hodos Baal Din that we know that it belongs to the Machzik. They're saying, we know something that is evidence that belongs to the Machzik. Okay, Beis Din didn't accept your evidence. Yeah, so there are two solutions to this problem. Number one, Alpi Cheshbon, it may be irrelevant. And even if it's relevant, but it's hard to understand why this should be Hadaz Baldin. Yeah. One more question, then let's move from, we've spent a couple of days in our game, let's move to Rashi.
They're not talking about what happens once they testify. It could be that the Edom are thinking about all these things, and therefore they're going to lie, and they're going to say, oh, we've been here for three years, and give a riot to the fact that the master is the owner of the land, and even though they that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, right. Well, you're saying, right, so you think the two of you are aligned. You're saying that the question of Nogin Be'edus is compare what happens if they do testify and thereby the Machzik wins versus when they don't testify and the Machzik loses. Not a case when they do testify but the Machzik loses anyways. I would love to take more questions. At the same time, I want to be sensitive to time. Maybe, I've been thinking the last few days, maybe we could die. Baruch Hashem, over the last couple of weeks, has been an upsurge in terms of questions during Shir, which is Gevaldik. And maybe we should start Shir a few minutes earlier so that we can allow time to take more, to have more Shach Vitaria and to move forward. So what's Rav Ashi's solution? Rav Yemer says, what was Rav saying? What? The Sochrim or Eidim? What? Forget what the fact is, they're Kimta, they're Pussel, they're Nogim Beidus. So Rav Ashi answers, Nain. Amar Lei, Daini Deshvili Achi Daini. Only subpar, unqualified, incompetent Dayanim would accept typical Sochrim, typical tenants as Edom. Avad, the typical tenants, are not kosher Edus. Milo Askinon could go into Nikiti Agarbesa. Aren't we talking about a situation? We're making now a Okimta al Gabi Okimta. Not only are we talking about specifically Sochrim, but subspecifically or super specifically, Sochrim who are holding, they come walked in basin with an envelope with 3 years worth of rent in it. So Taka, we haven't paid any rent yet for the last 3 years. The army Levan lays, and they say to Bezdin, you tell us, you give a psak in this case, you adjudicate this case, you figure out who the true owner is, and we have the monies in the envelope. The money may be in a more sophisticated situation, the money is in an escrow account, it's biyad shalish. The money is put aside, we haven't paid anyone yet. We were under the assumption until the Marakama was ma'arer and you know, made this whole hullabaloo, we assumed that we were supposed to pay 3 years worth of back rent to the mafsik, but whatever, Bezdin, Rabbanim Chashuvim, you tell us to whom to pay. We don't really care. The money's there on the side. Either give the envelope to the mafsik, to the marakamas. We have no skin in the game. We have no skin in the game. Yeah. A couple of clever points out during Seder, Yehuda and Shmuel, it's intriguing that the Rav Ashi is so dramatic. Dayana Yidashvili, well, again, so dramatic. Just say, hey, we're talking about a case where they're not the Nogim Beidus. And they point out also, not only is the Gemara dramatic, even the Rif quotes that language. So it could be that the point of the drama is to Bavar Nakasha, to head off at the pass, Akasha you would have asked against Rav Ashi. We would have asked again when Rashi gives the teretz. If you go into Kiti Agarbesa, the obvious follow-up question is: really, that's what Rava meant? Rava said Sochrim, that sounds like all Sochrim, but Rava really only meant the sub case of Sochrim, 1 in 10, 1 in 20 that hasn't paid rent in entire 3 years. That's a little bit of a dachuk. That's what Rava meant. So it could be their bavarnim. Rava also didn't say Beferish that he's talking about Jewish tenants. They talk about tenants who are over bar mitzvah. Rava didn't say Beferish that he's talking about multiple male tenants who are not related to each other. We've shown a point that that's the only case we could be talking about. It's not a family. It has to be a bunch of roommates. So Rava didn't say that either. But the answer is a dachuk that we're going to limit Rava further? No, because that's self-understood. Rava doesn't have to give you a review of all the Hilchas Eidus. If he says Sochrim, obviously he means Sochrim who are Kashal Eidus, with all the Hilchas Eidus. Fill in all the details. They're Gedolim, and they're not Krovim, etc., etc., etc. So that's Mistama, what Rav Ashi is trying to accomplish by saying, yeah, Dayan Dishvili HaChedayin. Only an incompetent Dayan would ever accept a typical socher as an aid, meaning this too, this limitation also, we're only talking about a case in the Kiti Agarbesa, that's as self-evident as the fact that they're not krovim, as the fact that they're gedolim, and therefore it's not dachuk. Some things are surprising, but this is not surprising. It's not surprising that Rav would have said in general terms, sochrim, but he means specifically Hachamayaskin and Nikiti Agarbesa. Yeah, the Rishonim raise a number of points here. Yeah, I do not want to get involved in Tosfos, but I do want to get involved in the Rashba.
Well, why then would Rava raise even? But then, okay, so if it's true that this was a given restriction, then why would Rava raise this answer if we know there are already a bunch of restrictions? Why would he raise a case such that the only way for it to be possible is if you add another restriction or qualification onto it? Wouldn't it just make more sense to say a bayit answer if we're going with the mahalak that Rava agrees with the bayit?
Huh?
Now that we're adding an additional like qualification onto the sochrim, couldn't that strengthen the question of why would we ever use Rava's answer?
Correct. And that's why it was attracted to say Kagon. It was attracted to say the Rava was being Mosif. But what Rav Ashi is also hating off at the pass is not only is this, it's hard to imagine this is pshat in the Mishnah, it might also be hard to imagine this is pshat in Rava. Rava just said Sokrim, but he meant specifically this one subcase? Really? That's what Rava meant? And the answer is, yeah, of course that's what Rava meant, because as a matter of fact, this is a self-evident din in Hilchas Eidus. And the problem is, maybe it's self-evident in Hilchas Eidus, that the only scenario where Socher's Kashal Eidus is where he hasn't paid yet. But what question does the Rajba raise? What question does the Rajba raise? What question? A fresh hand? Yeah.
What's the
Achil Peres? Yeah. It might be true. It might be true. It might be true that in a case where he hasn't yet paid, he's not what? It might be true in a case where he hasn't yet paid, he's not okay with Avis. But the problem is, if the guy hasn't yet paid, he's so uninvolved, he can't have also low chazaka become. It's great. The sober hasn't yet paid, so he has no skin in the game. He doesn't. The outcome of the court, the case is irrelevant to him. Either he'll pay the $30,000 to fellow number one, to fellow number two. It doesn't really matter to him. He's not a bit of ages. He also has nothing to say, says Roger. You have nothing useful to say. What? You were living there, but you didn't. You were living there. So if he was trying to establish his own cheskas habatim, if the sober was claiming that he's the buyer, oh, well then let's bring other people who will be made that the Sokrim are living there, and they have a Cheskas Habatim. But pray tell, says Rajba, where is the Cheskas Habatim for the landlord? What did the landlord do? The Meila, if you were paying rent to the landlord every month, okay. That's what we thought. The Eidur paying rent to the landlord every month, for 36 months, for 37, 38 months, with the Shabbos meal, with the Chacha Yibor, okay. But that he was acting like an owner. But in what way was he acting like an owner if someone else was living there who hasn't paid him? So what's the yichus of the supposed landlord? What, because the landlord had told him that we had a deal, but you did nothing. So what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says he must have paid. I mean, he must have paid, but he didn't pay. What's going on? The Ravid really felt stuck. The Ravid thinks that the only Achilles Peres, what's Achilles Peres for a residential property? So the Ravid said, look, it depends whether it's your own residence or it's a rental. If it's your own residence, Achilles Peres, so you live there. You live there, you put your things there, you eat there, you sleep there, whatever you do in your house. But if it's a rental property, the Achilles Peres is that you make money off of it. That you get rent checks. So that's why. Take a look inside. Tell me, im ken heach also lo chazaka b'kach. Where's the chazaka? V'kaimlon de'ikar chazaka achnasas peres l'bayis. The core of the chazaka is bringing on a farm is when you finally bring the crop in. Yes, there's work. It's being done in advance. It's harisha and zriya and ketsira and so on and so forth. But the primary achilles peres is that you actually bring in the revenue. You bring the produce in. So on a farm, it's literal haknasas peros. Here it's going to be figuratively. It's not peros. Money doesn't grow on trees, but it does come from your tenants. This supposed landlord has not had any achilles peros. It's all, if the renter hasn't paid me, so then the tenant hasn't paid me, so that's like the fruits are still out in the field. I haven't yet brought them into the barn. So the Ravid says, he's going to Shakasu, Sharchov al Askar. As you said. The Ravid says that it must be that he wrote, must be he did pay. Then he's no gay to Eidos. That's where it's sort of caught between a Scylla and Charybdis here. It's caught between a rock and a hard place. If he paid, he's no gay to Eidos. If he didn't pay, so then he's Naaman, but he has nothing of substance to say. So the Ravid says And then we'll take a question if you have time. Right? If it says, it must be that he did pay and he didn't pay. How are you gonna thread that needle? He says it must be that he paid in a way that there is achilas payers, but he did not pay such that he's not nogei be'edus. How could that be? So the answer is, says the Ravid, he wrote a shtar chov. I gave you a shtar that entitles you to collect from me. So I did something, you got something that your the landlord's, supposed landlord's receipt of the shtar chov was the achilas payers. But on the other hand, it says in the shtar chov, and here's the difference between that and cash. The shtar chov says you have the right to collect the money from me that I owe you for rent of the property that you own. So if Basin is going to come and say, actually he doesn't own it, all of the terutzim or Ben Yon and the Rashba fall away. I have no aggravation. I'm holding the cash. You have a shtar chov. So there was an act that can't count as achilas peiros, but in case Basin pulls the plug on your ownership, I walk away scot-free. I don't have to get the money back from you. There's no Basin. There's no nothing. I'm holding the money. I'm the muchzak. So that's the right is very, very clever splitting the needle. We'll see tomorrow with Sam what the Rashba thinks about that. That's the kind of question. I'm sorry, we're just going to take a question before.
Do you have a chazaka on the outer name on the land?